I'm not sure you mean as far as our VHF and UHF repeaters that for temporary purposes we have linked together. As soon as we get our new VHF repeater plugged in, that link will go away and it'll just be two separate repeaters and we can go back to treating the UHF as the fusion repeater it's supposed to be. But yeah, I don't, you know, that's fine as long as you can maintain the repeaters, you know, have as many repeaters as you want, I think. But other, you know, if that's your question, maybe I don't understand your question.